Okay, today is March 2nd, 2011, and we're in the home of Leona Butler in Opaly, Kansas. And this is Joan Weaver and Rosetta Graff interviewing for the Kinsley Library. Okay, Leona, we're just going to start out with, would you give us your full name?
Mary Leona Butler.
Good. Let's see, where do you currently reside?
At 422 South Elm, Opaly, Kansas.
And when and where were you born?
In Opaly, Kansas.
Well, Opaly's good enough.
Opaly.
And the year? Your birthday?
1925.
What were the names of your parents?
Earl Jennings Erickson and Lloyd Herman.
And the names of your grandparents on both sides. Do you know those?
Lawrence Erickson and May Erickson and Joe Jennings and Ewing Jennings.
Okay.
They lived in Winfield.
In Winfield. And what was your household like that you grew up in? Did you have brothers and sisters?
No.
Or? An only child. And this was in Winfield?
No.
This was here. That's right. Mm-hmm. This is here. What brought your parents or your grandparents to this area?
Well, my father was born here. He lived here.
Okay, so what brought his parents here?
Well, they lived north of Kinsley Farm, north of Kinsley, and then my grandfather, I guess he bought out the lumber yard here in Opaly. So then they moved to Opaly.
So your was this the Erickson?
Yes.
They were farmers north of Kinsley. Uh-huh. What brought them to Kinsley, do you know? Or had their parents come, or were they
their parents brought them here.
Okay, so you've been in the county for a long time, the
mm-hmm.
family has.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then your mother's family?
My mother came to Opaly to teach school. And then she met my father and they were married.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's see. I remember now, I already lost it. You were born in 1925, so mm-hmm. you have some memories of the World War II era, I bet.
Not
a whole lot. Do you remember Pearl Harbor?
Yes.
Well, where you were and what you were doing when you...
Oh, I can't remember where I was. I was in this area.
Uh-huh. It was a Sunday.
Oh. Well, I was at church. We were having a Sunday. Our youth group was having a Bible class.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard about it.
Child, so you didn't have any brothers or anything that were affected. Now your father was not drafted. Or
my father was a polio victim and he walked with a crutch and a cane.
Okay, well that exempted him from service. Do you remember the trains coming through with the soldiers on it? We've had other people
yes.
tell us stories
uh-huh.
about that.
Well, the one I remember, the boy that worked for my father, helped my father. He enlisted in the service and we went to meet the train when he left.
Mm-hmm. And your father had the lumber yard, you said, at this
no,
time?
No, my
or?
Grandfather.
That was your grandfather. What did your father do then?
He was a farmer.
He was a farmer and raised
wheat,
animals?
Milo. Not at that time, it was later when he had animals.
When you were home, was he raising animals?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
uh-huh.
So it started while you were still
mm-hmm.
home.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up, what was it like? Did you have chores? Did you?
Oh, not too many. In the summertime, I drove a truck all the week
mm-hmm.
and helped my father when I could. He went out and run the tractor, and he did lots of things with his crushing pain, but he kind of had to sort of give up, you know. And then he hired a man to help him.
Mm-hmm.
My mother helped a lot too. She would dump the trucks. We had bins south of our, or west of our house, and she would go out there and help them dump the trucks when they were in, if we didn't go to the elevator.
Mm-hmm. And you went to school here in Oakley.
Yes.
And what was that like? What was the school? How big was your class?
Well, it wasn't too big. I'm telling her my graduating class, there were 7 of us.
Oh.
I think there was about 40 in the high school. And I walked from there over to there every day. Went to school, just back. Except when it rained, they usually did take me when it rained.
Do you remember anything in particular about the school? Let's see, when did you graduate? What year?
Well,
from high school?
The high school graduated in 36.
That's 45, 35, 42 would be about right. So right at the beginning of the war is when you graduated. You only had 7 in your class. Did some of those young men go off to service? Or?
I think so. About 4 of them. There were, what did I say, 5 boys and 2 girls. 3 girls. So there would be 4 boys and 3 girls. All of them. All of the boys went to service.
And let's see. So, and your husband was here too. When did that all get started?
What do you mean?
Dating or whatever?
Well, I don't remember that.
How did you knew your he was here, right? So you knew him all the time growing up. Yeah, I'm going to get to that, but I'm figuring she knew her husband first, not... No, okay.
Well, I knew him all
You knew
my
him,
life.
But you weren't dating him church. In high school or anything like that. Okay, so you went to college then after
high school,
and where did you attend college?
Emporia State.
And your major was?
Commerce,
and with education too, or?
Well, education.
Yeah. And
with a commerce. Then I went to school a couple of summers to get my... I graduated with a B.S. in commerce, and I had to go back and get my education.
Okay, so you did that afterwards, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a reason those are business classes. What made you decide to become a teacher and not just go to work in a business?
Because I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I graduated, and I came home, and I was here. And the superintendent of the school here come over and asked me to teach.
Oh. And that was the job.
And that was it.
And what kind of classes was commerce? Was that
typing? Bookkeeping.
Shorthand?
No shorthand.
No,
I think those were the 2.
Was this a 4-year program or? Yeah, because you said you had a BS, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you had all the basic classes too.
Mm-hmm.
And you were going to college.
Oh, yeah, there's law.
Mm-hmm. You were going to college during the war.
Yes.
Did that affect your college life?
Well, no, except that I was living in the dorm, and they made us move out of the dorm so that the soldiers could have a place to live, so we had to find homes.
Was there there was an army base there then, or why?
I think
or
were they sent them here to...
For classes and
mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
And the girls got kicked out of the dorm.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. So where did you live then?
I lived in a private home.
Right, you rented a room? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she Now, I had an aunt that was teaching in the college, and she had an apartment. And the first year I was there, I lived with her, and then I moved into the dorm. And then after that, then I moved into the private home.
Okay, and was it a room or an apartment when you said the private home? Was it more of renting a room?
I just had a room.
Just a room. With kitchen privileges?
No.
No?
No.
So
I had to go out and eat every day.
And you didn't eat at the college. You had to eat at restaurants and things.
Mostly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's different.
I worked in a cafe there in college for a while.
Now, how did you get back and forth from Emporia?
Train.
You went on the train. And at that time, those would have been a lot of soldiers on the trains, too, I bet.
No. Well, I usually had to travel at night, and there weren't too many.
How long would it take to go from Emporia here or back?
About 3 or 4 hours.
Did you make a lot of stops? Or
in Newton. We went from Emporia to Newton, and then from Newton to Hutchinson, and then on back here.
Mm-hmm. And stopped at Kinsley? Mm-hmm. Or did it come right here?
No, it came.
It stopped here, too. Okay. Well, that's interesting. That's something we've never heard before. Anything else about college? We haven't interviewed too many people about college life.
So there would have been mainly young girls in college, not very many men.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. What about extra activities?
Did
you have chorus or drama?
I did sing in a chorus. But there weren't too many activities, really.
I think those were curtailed during the war, too. Things were...
I took piano lessons when I was in college.
Had you had piano before here?
Yes.
So, you had the piano in your home, and you were able to...
Mm-hmm.
So your parents gave you lessons?
Mm-hmm.
They're paid for lessons?
Paid for lessons.
Yeah. We found that to be quite typical, too. Many people... Music was important out here.
Well, my mother played, but... She didn't give me lessons.
Mm-hmm. What was your music? What was your chemistry?
Mrs. Edwards, Justine Edwards. She lived in Kingston.
Mm-hmm. Her name was Mrs. Boyd.
Well, she married Mr. Boyd later.
And you said you were a member of the Methodist Church?
Well, it was EUB to begin with.
Okay. Evangelical United Brethren, is my guess.
And then eventually we joined the Methodist Church.
So there were, how many churches were there in Oakley at that time?
Well, in Oakley there was just the Methodist Church and the Catholic Church, and then there was the Lutheran Church out in the country.
And the Methodist Church before that had been EUB?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so it was just the one building. You just changed names.
Or just changed names.
Right. When did that happen, before your time or after?
Oh, no. They changed the names.
What brought about that, do you know?
No. It just happened.
I know that.
That's what I was wondering there. That might be interesting to try to figure out what went on at that time period. Because having belonged to churches all my life, I know that those things can cause a little tension when you change things.
Did you play piano for the theater?
Not for the theater, no.
Your grandmother did.
Yeah.
Your grandmother played for the Palace Theater?
We had a theater
here.
Here in town, and my folks had a grocery store and a theater combined, you know, and then she would play the piano.
For the silent movies?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you get to hear her, or was that before?
Oh,
yes.
Mm-hmm. I was down there a lot, and then when she was playing, I'd stay out there where my dad was, and I'd walk on the watermelons, and they didn't like that.
Like stepping stones? Yeah. And which grandmother was this? Let's make it. What's her name again?
Pearl. My mother. Yeah.
Oh,
my
grandmother. Your grandmother. Okay, Pearl. Well, mm-hmm. Then, yeah. Okay, now I'm straight.
Where was
the theater? Yeah.
Where?
Well, the building is gone now, but it was right south of the lumber yard up here. It was a big brick building.
And half of it was theater and half of it was grocery store. And do you know the name of the grocery store?
I don't know if I ever heard of it.
Just the grocery store. Well, there were more.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, Coates is that.
Oh, not Coates.
No.
Her name.
That was later. My dad had this grocery store, and then I guess he sold out, and Baskels probably got him out. And then,
but was theirs on the other side of the street, Baskels?
Yeah. That's it was just right south from where the bank is.
Yeah,
it was just right south of the bank.
Theater, grocery store, to being the parish hall? Is that what you're saying?
Well, sometime later, wasn't it? Mm-hmm.
No, right. But that may help pinpoint things, too. Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. This was a regular theater, you know, sort of like the palace, only maybe it's smaller.
Yeah. I guess so. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That was a long time ago. I don't remember that.
That's why we do these interviews. So your dad had a grocery store too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you have work in a grocery store, or was that before you were?
I was young.
You were young at that time.
That's why I could walk on water.
That's sort of cute. let's see. I was talking about the church. So about how big was the church before you went off to college? That's a hard question.
Probably 50. We had a regular ministry. And we had Sunday school classes. You have to divide the group up at the church. Three services a week.
Okay.
Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and then sleeping party. Mm-hmm.
And do you remember any other activities with the church? Was there social life with the church also besides church? Like
pool?
Dinners or ice cream socials?
Dinners and ice cream socials, yes.
And you said you had a youth group type. Or you use Bible study, as you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got you through college, and we've got you back home here, and the superintendent gives you a job. And somewhere in here, you're going to decide to marry your husband.
Yes.
So how did that, let's hear about that romance and all.
Well, I remember that. I usually went to church on Sunday evening. And he came in one night, and the movie with him. And, well, I usually go to church, but I'll go to the movie with you. And then we started, and I don't know how long. We were married in 49.
I guess when did you graduate from college? We didn't establish that.
42? Oh, no, I think.
I feel 42.
So about, was it 4 years? Or
46. I think it was 46.
46.
Okay. And then you
were married in June 49. Mm-hmm. And then I still taught a couple of years. And then
you were teaching in here?
Yes.
That side. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she taught a year in Buffalo?
I taught a year in Buffalo, and I taught 6 months in Lewis.
Okay, and then here. Doris, you were born in 54. After that, were you a housewife during those childbearing years, or did you go back?
No, I was supposed to stay home and run the tractor.
You were the farm wife. There's a difference. You're
right.
A house and farm wife, helping with the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're up into the...
Where 50s. Was the farm at?
Around here.
Just around right around the road. Around the...
Well, and then
that was the Erickson. My father had land out in Ford County around Belfont. And I think during their early years, he did farm up there. Because, well, my grandfather was still alive. He still farmed up there.
And then my father also bought a section of ground north of Garden City. Oh, and we had to move out there. We didn't stay out there all the time, but we moved out there to my father. We go out there and work the ground, and then we go out there during the harvest.
And what did you live in when you were out there harvesting?
In a tin shack.
Tin shack.
And an outhouse. And a shower. We had a big barrel. Let it warm up during the summertime, during the wet day, and have showers at night.
Mm-hmm. Seems to be that quite a few people did that. Ended up getting land out west and farming both places.
Mm-hmm.
You remember why? Was the land cheap, or?
I don't know why he bought it. I think he just needed more land. And he had a family. Around here, he and his brother had to try to farm together. Well, you know, two families that wasn't very much living, and I think he just bought it out there. I don't know why he bought it out there, except that's where the land was cheap and was available.
Then did you take the implements back and forth?
Yes, we did.
That must have been a long trip.
Yeah. It was a dangerous trip to load up those little implements on trailers.
Did you do all your harvesting yourself, or did he ever hire custom cutters?
He did most of it himself. Mm-hmm. Until later years. Then he rented it out for a while.
And I assume he took the grain to elevators there around that land.
There was an elevator.
Okay, here and maybe there both. Was this dry land farming or ever irrigated? Or?
Well, not until when did we start irrigating?
Probably about the late 60s. We put in, that's kind of started coming in the area anyway.
And how did that change farming when you added the water?
Have better crops.
you know what the yields, I mean, realizing that every year is different, but what would be a typical year before irrigating and then after?
I have no idea.
What the yield would have been?
I didn't know that.
The other thing we're interested in, which you maybe don't know, about fertilizer or pesticides.
Well, I don't think we did too much of that until Scott started.
And what year is that? What year would you say?
He started when he was about 12, 13, something like that. He started doing that. My husband wasn't too well, and Scott into it.
And that's when you think the fertilizer and...
It was here some before then, but yeah.
Okay. So, during the 50s and the 60s, what was the business community like here in Oak Lake? What kind of stores did you have?
We had the lumber yard, post office, and a little food thing for
mortuary.
Mortuary.
What was the name of the mortuary?
Mortuary.
Yeah, but
Sam's.
Sam's?
And we had, during that time, we had two grocery stores and a farm implement store, pharmacy, cafe, beer joint. I didn't go there. And a barber shop and a creamery, a filling station. And the co-op was not very active, but it was...
And there was another grain elevator.
Oh, yeah, there was two grain elevators in town. And a bank. A beauty shop.
So it was pretty much everything you needed you could get here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We did a lot of our grocery shopping here. Unless we wanted something special or something, we'd have to go to either Kinsley or... Well, we went to the Ice Center.
You talked about Oliphant's retail store. What did they sell?
You're talking about Oliphant's retail store.
Well, they said mostly repairs and things like that. They didn't, don't think they sold too many implements, really. But they just had...
All the parts, you mean?
Weren't they the case dealer?
Yeah, maybe they were the case dealer.
I think they sold tractors and farm equipment and all the associated things with that.
And where were you living at this time when you were first married?
I always lived in this house.
Always.
We were married.
Okay, so always been this house.
Well, we had an apartment for about 6-7
And your,
4 weeks.
And the Erickson's, where were they?
The Erickson's lived just a half a block from here.
Okay. And were there other houses, or was this part of the farm at that point?
No, there were houses.
Okay. So their farm was just on the edge of town,
mm-hmm.
but...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's a different sort of situation. Yeah. Can't get to be a farm kid without being a farm kid.
That's right, that's right.
And your entertainment, were the... You still had the movie house at that time, or was it gone?
No, it was gone.
Okay.
If we went to the movie, we had to go to Kansas.
Okay. Well, did you have any other forms of entertainment?
Oh, we kids went skating.
Was that here or in Kinsley?
That was in Lewis.
That was in Lewis. Okay. Did you have dances ever? Or?
No, I didn't go. My folks wouldn't let me go to dances. I don't know whether I had dances or not, because I didn't know.
Well, and after you were married, though, where?
No, we didn't have the money to go.
Okay.
Went to church, then movies once in a while. So, my husband and I, we were going to go to a movie and we decided we didn't want to go. So then we were racing to see who would get into bed first, and we jumped in bed at the same time and broke bed.
Okay, so...
Did you go to Spearville sometimes on Saturdays and stuff?
No.
That was more associated with that.
Well, our doctor was in Spearville at that time. Doris was born...
Yeah, I was going to say, where were your kids born?
Doris was born in Spearville. And our Larry that died was in Spearville. And then Scott and Wayne were... hospital closed. And I think maybe my father got repairs in Spiritwood, but they had a John Deere repair shop.
Now, when did the train stop coming here or stopping here, the passenger train. It was still going on during the war.
Yeah. Well, then it still stopped when people wanted to stop. You know, they didn't just stop. It just when people...
When there was a flag up to stop or somebody on the train wanted to get off. So did you ever use the train, you know, in the 50s and 60s to go anywhere? Or
I rode the train home and I stopped here and let me off when I was in high school. That would have been late 60s, early 70s.
Okay.
I graduated in 72. Probably.
Hoping that's getting picked up. Doris said that she rode the train home here and you graduated in
1972,
and they would let her off. That's pretty late, isn't it? We'll still be able to do that. At least I'm thinking it would be. Did you know that?
No.
Good! Rosetta learned something
today.
We've got some questions over here, I think.
Well, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. So you and your husband eventually took over or inherited the Erickson farm.
Right.
And is that the same, the Belfont, did you inherit that, or were there brothers and sisters in there that you had to...
Brothers and sisters, they had to
divide that up, okay. And then your dad, did he always farm and you know, like you said, he had a grocery store, right?
Yeah, he had a grocery store, but then he farmed.
And he did both. Your husband just farmed.
Her father installed the oil heaters to make some extra money. And they were switching, I'm not sure what they were switching to.
They were putting burners in a coal stove.
Taking from coal to oil.
Coal to fuel.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I guess we didn't start back that far. Do you remember anything about the Depression? You have been pretty young.
Oh, I don't remember too much about it. I think that's one reason my father bought that ground out Garden City, because to make more income.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he bought it that early.
Mm-hmm.
So
in 29, I think.
So yeah, so it probably was very cheap.
Mm-hmm. 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 I just remember we had to be careful how we spent our money. Raised a garden, had vegetables. You could raise chickens.
You did a lot of canning then?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did your mother make your clothes?
Most of them.
Did you make her clothes?
No, well, one time she didn't have anything but what I made for her.
So you remember, maybe not for her, but earlier, the feed sacks and...
Well, I didn't have feed sacks, but we used
material. So it was okay to have chickens in Oakley.
Oh, yeah.
There was no... Everybody did.
Everybody did. We had our own windmills. We had a water, city water.
Everybody had septic systems.
Yeah, septic tanks.
Do you know when that changed? When the city water came in and...
The water was middle to late 50s, I think. Or maybe it was the sewer and then the water. I'm not sure.
You'd have to have the water first.
I'm not kind of gray on that, but I remember.
In those years, that's when the gas system coming in, the water system coming in, the sewer system coming in. Before that, each house, everybody had their own... They had their own well, they had their own thing.
That's interesting, because here you are living in a town, yet it's taking you as long, you know, as people in the country. So,
she says, I remember living without electricity.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, yeah. How about telephone? Do you remember when that came?
Always had telephone. I can remember.
And a party line. How about television? When did you get your first television? Oh dear.
We didn't have television until she was getting pretty old.
Probably 63. And got the maybe three channels or something.
You're lucky. My grandfather didn't have any, for some reason, didn't have any use for television. And my great grandfather had television, and when he died and my grandfather died, then we kind of got television past the day.
Okay. When you consolidated with Kinsley, you want to tell us feelings on how that went over?
Well, I can't remember there were very many high feelings. It's just one of those things that happened. Except about Doris, I didn't like it for her having to go to Kinsley, because Kinsley was a rough town, and I didn't want her to go to Kinsley.
Mm-hmm. And there's the Kinsley opinion.
Okay, so it was in the middle of your school years that the consolidation started, Doris?
I was in the class that my 7th grade year was the year that consolidated. So I think we were the first class to went from 7th grade and graduated consolidated.
Okay.
Before that, it just didn't happen.
And you just feel that the people just felt this had to be done because the population wasn't here and there wasn't any alternative?
I don't remember there much dissension at all.
Was there any controversy over keeping it Kinsley Overly? Because that still seems to be hanging on. You know,
yeah, I think so, but I don't remember too much about that.
And well, as long as you're here, Doris, and you made the move okay?
Biggest thing that I remember is there's just so many kids, you know, because my class was 12 and then we went to 60 to 70. I think I had, that one was okay, but when I went to high school, you know, as a freshman, I think I had trouble adjusting that year.
Mm-hmm. You had to ride the bus with kids.
Instead of walking across the street. Adjustments.
Yeah. Although when I was in grade school, I wanted to ride the bus. And I got in high school, but I had to ride every day, and then I didn't want to.
See, there was a Catholic school here, too.
Okay, how long was the Catholic school here? That did go out before consolidation?
Yes. No.
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 Uh-huh. I would guess I was in third or fourth grade, because I remember the Catholic school closed and we had the Catholic kids attending the school.
Was there any consideration of townspeople to send their children to parochial school instead of a public school to keep them in town? Remember that?
No, because we always had a public school.
Well, no, when the consolidation, rather than to send them to Kinsley, did anybody feel like they maybe just let them send them to a Catholic school?
I don't think so.
But we've always had a school here, even through consolidation. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't that here.
Yeah.
Go to Catholic school or you go to Kinsley or whatever. That wasn't an option because the school was busy.
And this school was 8th grade?
At that time,
the first 1 through 6, eight. Well, 1 through 8 was here. But just open it, yeah.
Yeah, so that wouldn't have been, because the high school would have been the same, because the parochial school wasn't high school either, was it?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so everybody went to the public high school.
Well, I can't remember all of the story, but Overly School wasn't like Overly High School or Overly Grade School. It was Overly Normal School instead of
Overly High School and Overly Grade School.
But there was a... I should have looked it up. In Julie's book, Overly was the first...
Rural high school.
Okay. What was the difference between a rural high school and a regular school?
They didn't have plumbing or water.
I don't know. I just wrote Overly Rural High School, and that's just all I
maybe remember. It was the district. the taxing district for the school was the rural area, not just the city, maybe.
I don't know. It isn't explained in Julie's book, I don't think. But it was, you're the first in the state or the only in the state that was the Oakley Rural High School. Mm-hmm. And I just never did know what distinguished that.
I don't know. I think it was just, there was an area, I remember, I think it was about 6 miles east of Oakley, was the end of our district.
So it was over into Ford County.
She's talking east, but yes, because when they saw it, it was part of our district. Now we go almost to Bellefonte. I think we stopped a mile there, and then we go south there.
You got the school bus.
Just about to Windhorst, and then back around. We go north. I don't now because there's not kids out there.
I was wondering if
that's part of Edwards County, Ford County, and Hodgman County. Which is part of, I assume at that time was Oakley School District. Now.
I was wondering if maybe that's where the name came in because it was crossing county lines in order to get this. That'd be an interesting, I don't know where we'd find it out.
That's a good question. Can't answer it for you, but it's a good question.
We'll keep trying. We've got a few more interviews to go. Maybe Mr. Kirsting will know.
I doubt it because he didn't live here. He came in.
He's a newbie.
Foreigner.
But he was here. He was on the school board when it's consolidated, right after consolidation. He said.
Well, that could be.
Probably in
Maryland's local.
Yeah, Maryland's local. Wasn't John Wagner on the? He was on the Oakley board and the school board at the time of the unification.
Okay, now this is something as a newbie that I noticed when I came. At this time, when you guys were in school, were there FFA classes?
No.
There never were See, now, that amazing.
I remember FFA.
Sure there was FFA.
When I was in high school.
In high school, but not in
But you had FFA at Kinsley, okay.
Yes, yes.
And then by the time I got here, it was gone sometimes. And then you have 4-H also?
Yes.
Were you? FFA wasn't here when I
when you were
of age.
Yeah.
4-H was here. Fort Lyon 4-H was all.
Yeah. That when I came here to teach, it amazed me that there was an FFA in this rural area.
It's a little touchy subject.
Oh, well, I need an interview on that so I can get to school.
Yeah, because I was in 4-H from the time
I was 4-H.
But FFA first. Mm-hmm. See,
probably not.
I know. I remember.
What generation?
I thought it would be interesting to have Scott in the FFA, and I inquired around. Well, I'd have to go to Greensboro or somewhere else to get him into FFA. FFA.
I don't know. I'm sure it has something to do with the fewer farm kids, but it was a board decision and the public was not notified this is how I remember it, that there will be no FFA next year, and people were not happy.
I can imagine.
Because when I was in high school, a long time ago, we had FFA, very active.
Were you in Kinsley?
So, in 4-H, during this 50s and 60s, we are, with you guys, what animals? What did you do in 4-H?
I just did sewing, cooking, home interior or something like that. I could have done like a deck of cats or something, but I knew that if I raised a bucket calf, I get so attached it would just kill me to have to sell it. And my dad wasn't real big in that either, so he didn't encourage me.
Scott, were you in 4-H or no?
I think that
he just put you on a tractor. That was your 4-H.
No, I don't think there was
an Oakley 4-H by the time he came along. And we had our Trenton Workers was active.
Hey, we heard it today. The other day we just didn't hear it and we just kept going. What did you start to say, Scott?
I was never in 4-H.
No.
Could have been, I suppose.
I didn't have time.
But you told me, you said, yeah, but you knew us boys would want to be very good buddies.
Yeah.
The more farm-oriented or whatever, and then because I didn't want to take that on. And your dad, of course, Dad was sick.
Doris and Scott stayed here in Edwards County. Is Wayne?
He's in Kansas City.
He's in Kansas City. What did he end up doing?
He's a computer
geek.
Nerd.
No. Yeah, geek.
I left. I didn't live here for probably between 15 and 20 years.
So you've come back.
You went to Seattle.
Seattle. That's quite a change.
We went several places. We went to.
City.
Texas to go to Bible college, my husband. And then we moved back here. And then he went out to Garden City to be an associate pastor at Garden City at the church. And then we went up to the Seattle area.
And now you've come back to stay?
As far as I know.
That's pretty good to have 2 out of 3 stay around here. And, you know, in our interviews we find out, you know, a lot of people, none of the kids stay.
Yeah.
Except the farm sometimes keeps one.
Scott's been here except he went to college 2 years.
Let's see. Well, this is our curiosity. We had some questions about the minorities in Overly, like the Hispanics.
Mm-hmm.
Railroad workers?
Oh.
Yeah, they did.
Who was that? Was that Ruby?
Loopy.
Loopy. Oh,
Loopy Roachie.
Oh,
Loopy. Loopy Roachie?
Yeah, she lived here.
Oh.
Yeah, we had a railroad workers. They lived in a little. They had a little. What do I say?
Shack.
Barracks. Yeah. And they lived down there.
Were they cement block?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know whatever happened to them. They just disappeared.
Well, right. At some point, the train didn't. They didn't need to have so many people, I imagine. But you don't know when that was that they would have left.
No, I don't know.
Well, she
goes.
She's Point, where she's talking about down on the corner of the co-op and in the elevator,
down
whatever
there,
stuff.
Yeah.
But I have no memory of a building or anything.
I said the only person that I remember, a foreigner, really, is the one that worked for my grandfather at the lumberyard, and he was a Russian.
Oh.
And, but he was a, you know, a citizen. But
a U.S. citizen. He'd become
US
a citizen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But he ran away from Russia to get out of the
And what year about would that have been?
Well, I don't know when. He was always here as far as I
can
remember.
But this, you said, was your dad? So
my grandfather.
Your grandfather. So this is, about what years are we talking? This is
well,
back when you were a child.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, he worked for a long time for my grandfather.
And he was just a bachelor? Or
he no, he had a family.
What do you remember his name?
Snyder? S-N-I-D-E-R. Okay. He had children. They went to school here. You see, there was Art, Paul, Lawrence.
Art, Paul, what was it next?
Art, Lawrence.
Lawrence.
And Paul. And Rosie. She married a man from Roselle, and he
was naturalized, so he spoke with an accident.
Oh, yeah,
that's what they meant.
He couldn't write.
And right. Was his wife Russian also, or
no,
he
no.
met her over here?
She was from Sweden. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
So any of the like. Luffy would have gone to
school here.
Which she went to a public school or the
yes.
parochial school?
We had a parochial school at that time, and she was here.
Oh, okay.
Well, she was one of my best friends. She was a good friend.
So what did her father do?
My father was a farmer.
Her father.
Oh, her father. He was... He worked on the railroad.
Railroad, okay. So he was one of the...
Mm-hmm.
Well, she would have been the only Hispanic child in school.
Well, there was one other, the family, a Perez family. And he was the head honcho of all the Mexicans around here.
At the railroad, the...
Uh-huh. Then there was a house right north of the railroad, right up here.
You know that house. It's quite a time.
And then they moved to Belfort. And she and they lived at Belfort. I don't know whatever happened to her family.
The reason that we know the foreman's house is because we had a picture of it and we couldn't identify it. And of course, I didn't know about the railroad changing overly as much as, not the railroad, the highway when it was moved.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to move that house. And I'm not sure what else they moved, but I know they had to move that foreman's house to build the new highway.
Well, then there was an old filling station. It wasn't. They moved that too. And then there was a nice filling station on West down there. And they,
the road turned back.
Yeah.
South.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And they tore that down and moved it out. It was up here where the country store is. They moved it over there.
Well, wasn't there an old barn or something somewhere that they had to take it from? Somebody was talking about that. So they politics involved in it. He tore it down, he didn't. That's all I know about it.
And they were straightening the highway, right?
Is yes.
That's what the idea was. And do we have a year for that? Okay. Do you remember about...
I remember doing it, but...
Do you know when the Catholic school was started? You know about when it ended, but...
Well, like I know B. Coates went to it, you know.
So,
yeah. Okay. I don't remember that.
Well, we have a picture of the...
Mm-hmm.
It was the school and the nunnery together, and then when the Catholic school grew, they built the new school. But B went to school at the Catholic school.
I'm sure she did. Well, she's younger than I am. I don't know how much, but she's younger than I am.
Well, if we had our own notes here, we could tell you. Okay, well, there's been a lot of changes in Overly.
Yeah.
As far as loss of businesses and
loss of grocery store, and loss of pharmacy.
What brought about the loss of population, do you think?
Well, just people moved away, I think. They just left. And, of course, some of them died.
Did the younger generation move away? Is that...
Mm-hmm.
For jobs?
I'm sure.
People have quit having as many kids.
No.
Yeah. Well, like the pharmacy, we lost that. From where the cafe is now, there was a whole row of buildings from there to almost the store. And one night, it was a winter night, that somewhere in there caught on fire. Couldn't get the fire engine started, and so that whole road burned. About
about, do you know what year about?
Late 50s, early 60s.
Okay, so that wiped out that whole row of businesses, and then they weren't rebuilt.
They weren't rebuilt. Other than the cafe. And then the Riggs. I think the Riggs had it before it burned down. And they moved to the, that the called the college.
Which one is the elephant building?
Where the cafe is now.
That's the elephant.
One. He had an office building that was sort of a storage, about two, three rows down. Had a great big plate glass window. I remember one of their grandsons were here, and he called Miller or something, and he threw something at him. Of course, he went through that window.
When you say they had a storage building, which way are we going from, like the
okay, the
cafe?
The cafe, and there was a pharmacy, and then a little. The cafe was the office building. That
okay, time. I got that.
And then we had this little cafe, then this big office storage, then the beer joint, and then the barber shop. In the creamery.
Where was the pharmacy in there?
Well, what's there? The filling station's across the valley. That's where it is.
So all of those were in that row of buildings?
Yes, If we were with the cafe, they've got a picture of all of those buildings there.
They do.
Stop
at the cafe. To borrow a picture.
They're not open today.
No.
We just happened to see it.
What?
I don't know, just in the last few days. I had never noticed it before.
No, the picture?
The picture.
Maybe they just put it up.
Maybe it is.
What all was south of the tracks?
Well, the bank, the bicycle store, and then Ed Swartz's father had a little... he sold a few farm implements. Well, I don't think he did. He just, I don't know why he was always there. But. And then on the other side there was an elevator. Well, of course there was an elevator on the east side. And then there was the elevator on the northwest side. I think there was a vacant spot, and then Sam's mortuary, and the post office, and then the money yard.
The
grocery store is on the other side,
Well, what was that little building that was Novak's shop? There was a, growing up, there was a little building right there. What was that?
I think it was just a...
One time, I think they must have, I remember them talking about selling cream out of there, too.
Well, the creamery was, there was a little wooden building right across the street from there.
Okay.
I know that. But I don't know what's your picture about?
Well,
the
across, Novak is here, and isn't the lumber yard right across?
Yes, I'm talking about the across the road, south.
South.
Oh,
that's fine.
You think you're confused. Wait till the transcriber gets this. She can't see this. The hands.
Then somewhere on past where they had the store, you said there was a blacksmith shop?
Yeah,
along
there was a blacksmith shop in there where the store was.
How long was the blacksmith shop there?
Long time. John Lobo.
John Noble?
Lobo.
How do you spell that?
L-O-I-B-L-E.
L-O-I-B-L-E?
Mm-hmm. He ran a blacksmith shop with me. I remember going by it every time I went up town. It was shack. You just about ready to fall down any time. But
well, now, are we talking into the 50s, 60s?
No, or before that.
Before that, the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you have pictures of the store, your grocery store? The grocery store?
I doubt it.
Well, what? We need to dig out all the old pictures from my grandmother. We have a lot of slides out
there.
Slides probably are still good,
and they can be digitized. Because I just did some of mine, and it's great fun to do it. But Don Benish actually can digitize slides. He's got the equipment to do it now. So if you find any that you really would like printed, in your spare time.
Yeah.
You have the garage. He drives a bus now, though.
I know, but he drives the school basketball game.
They used to let the kids drive the bus, and then we wouldn't have to, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think Chris ever did that, but a few of his classmates did.
All the kids.
Not on an official basis, I don't think.
But who'd we interviewed? Mr. Olson. Mr. Olson drove bus when he was a junior. He was the bus driver on the route. Bill Olson. He was a junior and a senior. He was the bus driver.
I think I've heard about that. Yeah. Kids took him around and went to school, and then he went to school.
He got his license, and I think he said just right after that he became the bus. He had to go get his commercial license or whatever it is, and he became the bus driver. He said he didn't have any problems.
He's pretty responsible anyway.
Yeah, I think we got that from the interview. So let's see. So when did your husband pass away?
1991.
So you were married 40 some years, was it?
49 to 99
would have been 50 years, right? So yeah, not quite 50 years. Let's see here. Any highlights of your life in the last, since the 1960s, from 1970s on up, besides your, you know, losing your husband, and any other special things? Mm-hmm.
And grandchildren.
Okay. How many grandchildren do you have?
Well, I have one great grandchild.
We've got three grandchildren. We've got four great grandchildren.
Three grandchildren and four great grandchildren. Well, that's an accomplishment. How do you think living in Edwards County affected your life?
I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
Why not?
Because I love it here.
Why?
Because it's peaceful and don't have very many. We don't have much crime here, and it's not mostly out of kids. Well, I grew up here. I mean, I was born here. I grew up here, and this is just my home. The only place of time I left is when I went to college. I came right back home.
Did you miss it when you were away at college?
Oh, yes.
A little bit homesick? But you stuck it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, my folks wouldn't have let me come home, but they didn't. I had to go to college.
Did they go to college?
My mother did.
Okay.
My father did 1 year. My mother had a degree.
What was her degree in?
I suppose education. Yes. I don't know. She graduated from Southwestern.
Mm-hmm. Did she ever teach then, or?
No, she came here. That's where she.
Oh, that's right. She came here to teach. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, sure she would have. Yeah. Well, the population has continued to decrease over the years. What do you see for the future of Edwards County, or for Oakley, maybe more specifically?
Well, we've had some people move in, of course. It moved in from California and moved in here, you know, from Spanish people, but they're people. And, I don't know.
You're going to be a bedroom community for, like, Dodge City, do you think?
Are there a lot of people now that live here and work in Dodge or outside? Quite a few.
Well, I remember Pearl Erickson. She made beautiful quilts. Do you quilt? Did you ever?
She taught me to knit. But I did a little bit of quilting, and I never made quilts like she did.
Okay.
What else would you like to tell us that you want on this trip? This is your opportunity to...
Well, I'm just proud of my children, and I just appreciate them, and Scott and Cora especially take care of me now, so I can live by myself. I appreciate that.
That's important.
Of course, Scott does all the farming.
Does it look like the farm will be able to stay
viable? Well, I think so. Of course, his aunt Wilson ran to him. Well, I think he will. Mm-hmm. I don't know about after he's gone, but I don't know. Of course, he doesn't have any children or anything, so I don't know what happens to him.
So this farm, this is the farmhouse that we're talking about across the road. I mean, how much land is the farm?
Well,
that picture up there?
Yeah, the picture that goes over to the oil road over
okay.
there. And then there's 100 and some acres where the irrigation is. That's ours also.
From the highway to the first farm.
Okay.
And this goes to the
So who, how long has it been in the family then?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about.
Well, the Ericksons, right?
Yeah.
They were there, you're the
well,
first.
Well, the Ericksons, they had it. Well, as I was telling Doris, Grandpa Lawrence Erickson. I have to have oxygen. They're bringing me oxygen.
My husband does that too.
Hello.
You said Grandpa Erickson.
He bought the lumber yard. And then there was some ground, and my father farmed that, and owned it, I guess. I gave it to him.
But your grandfather bought the first ground that was farmed? Or your father?
My grandfather.
Your grandfather. And they came, I don't think we said a year. Do you know what year they came here?
well, my great-great-grandparents used to live, because I live in that.
But I don't know. I think he moved his parents from North Kinsley to be close to him because he lives right next door. So I suppose early 1900s.
See, my father had a brother that had polio also, and he walked with two cane crutches. He had braces on his legs, and he farmed too. But he had that help, you know. But he farmed. We had half a section down the way down south by the river, and he farmed that. And my father had this, and then.
So it's been about nearly 100 years, probably.
Oh yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
And Erickson, is that a Swedish?
Yes.
And so were you living with the rest of the Swedes there? Or your ancestors around north of Kinsley? There were quite a few.
Well, my grandparents did.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Her people were there, and Olson. And,
yeah.
Oh,
probably so. I've wondered about that.
See, there was the Carlson and the Nostroms, and but there were several, and like they went into Garfield mostly because it was closer. Olsen's didn't, but then they're Norwegian, so you know.
Oh.
You know, but there was a Scandinavian kind of area north, and it was actually part of Pontiac County at one time. But
what was your maiden name?
Easter.
When we farmed that ground north of Kinsley, the sheep farmed it for a while. And that's where we took that wheat.
Well, would the Ericksons have been, went to church like in Garfield?
I don't know.
Like my family went, they were Lutheran.
And I said, I think there was some Lutheran in there.
And they went, you know, they helped start the church.
I never did hear where they went to church.
I was just curious.
Well,
do you have baptismal records or anything like that?
No, I don't even know what ever happened to all that stuff.
And this would be your grandparents?
Yes.
And you remember them?
Yes.
So they were living when you were...
I don't remember my great-grandparents, the ones that lived in the house where she is.
No.
But my grandparents, I do. Grandpa Lawrence and Grandpa Mary.
Do you have any Swedish traditions that still last in your family?
Oh.
Christmas cookies or something?
We always had baked potatoes with sour cream on them, and that always said that was a Swedish.
Oh, really?
I don't know. That's what we always had, and that's what I always understood, that was a Swedish thing. But that's about the only thing going on in the name.
That, and then my grandpa Eric really likes his coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Strong coffee.
Well, it seems like he's forgotten something, but I don't know why.
I know, but I think he's going to be the same. That. Any pictures you can find?
I'll try to get on that. How soon do you need some? Today?
No. Anytime you can bring in.
And pictures, like I said, that would illustrate her life, your life, you know, and your family, when you were young, even if they embarrass you. And if you have a wedding picture, did you take a wedding picture? Or some sort of something close? Something that was only close to the wedding. But that sort of thing. A picture of the, you know, like of the farmstead or something, if you have, you know, more of a photograph that we could use, that would be good. And then pictures of Overly, because, and sometimes, like with B. Coates, she gave us pictures that she took of the parade, but in the background of the parade were these buildings and things. And so we sometimes look beyond those people who you don't know who they are anymore with on their horse, you know, and so you can, that gives us pictures of things back then.
Well, if you can get into the cafe up here.
Yeah, we'll try that.
It's on the west side. And there's a big picture, a framed picture, and it's sort of stuck up underneath it.
Oh, it's just a little one in
yeah,
with it.
I think it's the table by on the north side of the furnace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Too bad they're closed today.
Why are they closed today?
They close on Wednesday.
That's their day off. Well, I'm going to shut this off unless you can think of anything else you wanted to add that you want everybody to remember about you.
Well, I played piano for church for 10, 12 years.
And you played piano, not the organ?
Yeah. Later I played the organ some. But I played the piano.
How big is your congregation now?
Well, we just moved to the Baptist church.
She doesn't go to this church.
Oh, she doesn't go to the Methodist church anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're in the Baptist church. So there are three churches in town now? No, just two.
We got a Kinsley.
Oh, you go to Baptist. So there's the Methodist church and the Catholic church, the same all these years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
More than the same building.
Catholic Church, I think, burned down. They had to build it up.
So the Methodist Church.
Very first building blew away in a cyclone.
Was that the 1912?
Probably. And then they rebuilt it. And then it burned down.
Somebody left the candles on.
Probably.
I can remember what they set up. We were in Winfield. My grandparents lived in Winfield. And we were all there, and they sent us a telegram and told us that the church had burned.
Okay. How old were you about?
Oh, probably 11 or 12.
Okay. So 1936, 37, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I remember my father said, because his family attended this church also, and they came in for the Christmas Eve service because they lived out in the country. They hadn't heard, and he said they were in a car and pulled up there, and no church.
No church.
I guess it wasn't even still burning or smoldering or anything, because it was dark.
That would be quite a shock.
I remember we've got two altar chairs that this older lady, her name was Mrs. Sands, she pushed those out and saved those. And I think she saved the pulpit too.
Mm-hmm.